The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Go. Welcome to the latest United We Stand podcast. I'm Andy Mitten and I'm on a train from Dusseldorf to Wolfsburg. It's about a 3 or 4 hour journey. There's a lot of Braunschweig supporters on the train. They were away at Dusseldorf last night and they're all look like they've been drinking right throughout the night. But more importantly, I'm with a load of Manchester lads. Go out to watch their team in Wolfsburg. It's a big match. They're going to get off the train shortly in Hanover and most will go up to Wolfsburg later on. It's a hard ticket. Who's not got a ticket here? Who's got one? Right. So I'd say there's like 15 lads here and there's maybe 3 or 4 have got tickets, and these are people who followed United home and away for years. And that's because Wolfsburg only gave Manchester United 5% of their 30,000 allocation plus 200 executive seats. It's not enough. They gave Everton a lot more tickets, and why shouldn't it be 10% like it is in the Premier League? Because United's hardcore support warrant a bigger away following. And also, tickets in the Wolfsburg end were on open sale. So you've got a situation where you've got diehard Manchester United fans without tickets and part-time Wolfsburg fans being given a choice for tickets. There will be a lot of United fans in the home end tonight. I'm going to speak to some of them. Some have got tickets, some haven't. First one is Sean from Wivenshaw. Long-time Red Issue seller, Sean. How are you feeling about the game tonight?
Not very confident, to be honest with you. Don't think we've played particularly well recently. Don't create a lot of chances, really. I'd be surprised if we get a result, in truth. I think we're playing the Europa Cup in the morning, I think.
A lot of your mates have been hammering you because you've been saying that Chris Smalling has not had a good season. That would appear to go against convention. Is that your opinion?
I think a lot of lads are saying he's improved from last year, but I would say the bar last year was set very low. I think there's a gap of good centre-halves around at the moment from the days, 10, 15 years ago, of Nesta, Cannavaro, Stam, Lillian, Thuram. Now, you're struggling, aren't you? People are scrambling around trying to buy Stones. For me, Smalling, there's always an error in him, but I appreciate that I'm in the minority by the looks of it on that one, but whatever, that's my opinion.
Which United players have impressed you this season?
De Gea. Really. Not many more. Luke Shaw was having a great time until he got injured. Past that, really. I think the manager sucked the confidence out of the entire team, really. Matt was scoring goals, creating goals. Now he's on the wing. Marshall signs a striker, spent a lot of his time on the wing. Last home game, we ended up with the guy he signed up for right back playing left back. We ended up with Blind, who was signed as a midfielder playing centre half when he can play left back. Paddy McNair, a young kid, centre half playing right back. I just don't see what he's trying to do. So he's impressed me, De Gea, Shaw. And past that, I think you're struggling, really. I don't think anyone's particularly impressed me this season. But I look towards the manager rather than the players.
Have you got faith in Van Gaal for the future?
No. I'd give any manager 3 years to get rid of the players he inherited.
Including Van Gaal?
Any manager 3 years. I'd give Moyes 3 years. I'd give Van Gaal 3 years. Do I see what he's doing? No. I think he's signing. He's got rid of a lot of rubbish. His one plus point that we had. But the people he's replaced, Di Maria's come and gone. Di Maria can't be that bad of a player. Couldn't get anything out of him. Damian, don't see particularly much in him. Depay looks like a bit of a lone ranger for me, not really a team player. Do I have faith he'll do anything? No, but hopefully I'll prove wrong, but I don't think I will be.
This people will be listening to this after the game, so after United have drawn 0-0 in all probability. Well, you'll know the mood listening to this now better than the mood on the train, and if United have gone through, it'll be much more optimistic. But there's not a groundswell of opinion here. Max from Stretford, you think United are going through?
No. 0-0.
Next person. No. what have you made of United this season, Max?
Boring. It's boring.
Every game?
Yeah. Everything. The other day, how many shots did we have on target the other day?
21.
No, one
on target, 21 shots. Before that, when was the last time we had that many shots in a game? But to be fair, it was bad. It's been bad for, what, 6 years?
It's not just Van Gaal. The last couple of years of Ferguson, then Moyes, you weren't impressed.
Well, we scraped the league, didn't we, by Van Persie. That last, but the football
since
was...
Since he split the 2008 European Cup team.
Football's been shit.
But exactly.
You still enjoying going to matches?
No.
You're not enjoying going?
No.
So you made the decision to travel to Germany, and you look really unhappy here with your cold bottle of Bitburger surrounded by your mates.
Don't know why I do it.
You're not enjoying this trip?
It's been a good trip. This is why I've come. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I mean. You're big still game. Enjoying, apart from the football.
Well, you can go on United now. You can, if you get a good group of lads, you go on a minibus to an away game, or you get a good group of lads, but you get offside in a boozer, have a good sing song, and that. But now it's just, do you know what I mean? The people who are going, it's just horrendous, isn't it? Went to Leicester last week. I did a head count at half time and knew 18 people. 10 years ago, you'd know 90% of the away end at half time. Didn't know anyone. Do you know what I mean?
You know, someone made this point to me at the weekend, Tony O'Neill, who's well known among United fans, and he stood outside the North Stand at a game recently, and he said it holds 25,000 people, and he stood there waiting to answer someone after a game. Yeah. Didn't see anyone. And he's like one of the best known United fans. I used to go to games occasionally with your dad, and I went to the 6-2 at Arsenal with him. I was a young lad, younger than you are now. Brilliant. 17 years old, stood on the clock end.
He told me about it.
We blagged the lad that he could only have a lift to Arsenal, but he'd be going in the boot, and it was one of them shut down boots, and he believed us, and he turned up thinking he'd be like rolled up in a boot.
Who was that?
Just the lad I was at school with at the time. He was a little bit gullible. Mitch, you're from Flixton. I heard you say then that United have struggled since the 2008 European Cup winning team has broken up.
Yeah, which is true, I think. Replaced, what did we buy? Michael Owen, Tony Valencia, Obertan, got rid of Ronaldo, got rid of Tevez, all the good players, and it's not been the same since. We've scraped a few leagues, but Jenny, yeah, it's not been the same since.
So when world-class players have been let go, United have not replaced them because they were parsimonious in the transfer windows. Ferguson was consistently saying that there's no value. And, you know, Karim Benzema, who was identified, would have cost €30 million. United just thought it was poor value. Actually, it would have been brilliant value.
Yeah, I think we haven't replaced world-class players with world-class players. I think since Ferguson signed, when he signed Veron, I think he's totally shit himself about midfielders after that and didn't buy a decent midfielder since Veron. I think he was proper, had his fingers burnt over that. I just don't think we've been the same. Like I say, we scraped leagues. And I think we're now feeling the legacy of that. We're feeling the legacy of the tightness of the Glazers. Exactly that, we're not exactly buying, we're not buying world class. We can't compete with the Barcelonas and Real Madrids and Bayern Munichs in this world anymore. We're miles away from that. And to go on and say we've got 659 million supporters and all that, it's absolute bollocks. We are not a top level club anymore. Simple as that.
United will say that the money is there.
Top level club. Do not go into the last game of the Champions League group game needing to win away in Germany. To be honest, it's a disgrace in the group we're in.
United have spent money.
They've made money as well, though.
It's only money we should have spent from 2009,
exactly,
though.
Exactly.
Another supporter, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Mike from Withershaw.
So you're saying that United have underspent until recently?
Totally underspent. Since we sold Ronaldo, Tevez, people like that. Like your man just said then, I think Ferguson's net spend in his last 5 years was £51 million. I think Stoke spent more though. I think Sunderland spent more money. Newcastle people like spent more though. I think now the money we've spent now lately is just catching up from that. I don't think it's...
So do you have some sympathy for the managers then?
Totally,
for Moyes and for Van Gaal?
I think Moyes was totally the wrong choice on him. We should never have signed got Moyes. Yeah, it was a bit of a jobs for the boys for Ferguson, wasn't it? You know what I mean?
But 100%.
But the money's coming in. They will spend the money, but how are you going to...
We've cleared all the rubbish out, like the lad said before, and I think we're just getting there now. I think while we were buying Obertan, Zidane, like your man said, Obertan, Bebe, Chicharito, Ashley Young, Michael Owen on a free, Michael Owen, remember, on a free. Antonio Valencia, who's been an alright squad player. Man City were buying David Silva, Sergio Aguero, Yaya Toure, they were buying Chelsea, Liverpool bought Suarez, you know, there was players knocking about who were rubbish cookie. Hazard went to Chelsea, we bought Kagawa instead. You know, these players we knocked about, we should have gone out and got, and we haven't got him. And now we're looking at it now, when he's rebuilding. Van Gaal, I like Van Gaal. I think United fans at the minute, Old Trafford, are a disgrace for booing, and the negativity when people play a 5 yard backward pass is a disgrace. They've never seen United poor like we did in the 80s and very early 90s. I think people have got very short memories. I think we've been poor, I think, on a couple of occasions here, Crystal Palace away, second half against PSV, and I think, Arsenal for the quarter of an hour we were poor. But apart from that, I think we've been alright. I think people are absolutely hammering us, who enjoy hammering us. People in the press media, Paul Merson, Charlie Nicholas, all of them have sort of off Sky Sports, Matt Letizia. People just love sticking the boot in United. I think we're doing alright. It's with one or two signs away being a top side, and I think he's got the base sorted. Defence is fabulous. I think he's got a structure there. I like him. He was singing the Munich song at Old Trafford last year. I love all that. And I think he's got it. I think
it changes tonight massively if we win. Yeah. I think we go here tonight and win 2-0. We could lose tonight though.
We go tonight. I think it changes. PSV at home that cost us. Not tonight that's cost us. We could not get a result tonight.
Dave from Urmston Eccles.
I just think the system in a minute with two older midfielders doesn't suit United. United need two attacking centre midfielders, two wingers. One older midfielder. But I know everyone's shouting attack, attack, attack. But that's United's nature. United have always gone for the juggler. United have got to the byline, put crosses in, and they've always had a target man to put the ball in the net. We haven't got a target man at the minute.
I also think that we're getting a lot of grief at the moment off a lot of ex-players who look at things through misty eyes.
We did not
smash everyone in Europe. Or, you know, we've lost poor games in Europe. We lost at Eindhoven. We've lost at Basel. All this is under Ferguson, we've gone places and struggled. You know, we don't beat everyone 5-0. We don't come back in the last minute all the time. And a lot of these players, Ferdinand, Scholes, are all culpable. They do look back on it like they were the greatest team ever, and that is not the case. And the current team struggles because of that comparison. And it's not always going to be like that. And I think United fans are sensible enough to realise that we don't want to win all the time. And we just want to play nice.
Kev, the train's coming into to Hanover. Are you optimistic about the game tonight? This is Jeppo.
I'm optimistic. Not the way we've been playing, I don't think. But then, having said that, we could probably snatch it. A 1-0, sneaky little 1-0 win, I reckon.
And how has the return to Europe been this year? Because we were without it last year. Did you miss it?
Yeah, very much so. Like I said, this is the best part of us, I think, following United, really. Obviously, European games, this is what it's all about, you know, travelling away.
And you've organised just this little trip for a group of your mates. How many?
12.
So you put all the hard work in for no thanks and just get loads of people moaning at you?
Absolutely.
When it's like...
doesn't make a difference. Whatever I do, I'm going to get a load of grief, whatever the weather, innit? Doesn't really make a difference. So if it's an early start or a late start, I get moaned at. If the train's late, it's my fault. So I think everyone's there. Everyone made it in one piece. And, you know, I think we're looking forward to a good day today.
Just introduce yourself for the United West Ham podcast.
Hi mate, Minty. I'm Rick from Stretford.
What do you think of the most recent UN mandate, Wendy? They dropped interest rates.
Fucking hell, I haven't got a fucking clue.
Louis Van Gaal, is he the man to take United forward?
No, but I think he's steadied the ship. We were shit with him on the Moyes. He's already asked that. Yeah, it didn't go down well. But no, defensive wise, it's the last third. It's the last third.
No, that's where the defence usually fucking sits, isn't it?
But we've done well. We've done well in defence and all that. But the last third, we need someone who can take a man on.
Is it a one on one with the hair?
No,
George. We need a defender. You go to every European away game. You still enjoyed the trips?
Yes.
Still been going to all of them.
with your mates?
Yeah.
Even though you birded up now?
Even though, yeah.
What have been your best European trips in the last few years? Which ones have you most enjoyed? And have there been any that have really disappointed?
No disappointments. Always a good trip, but I think probably...
Last time
we won abroad.
Bruges,
yeah.
That was good.
We're going to get a good trip there.
That was a decent one. What have you made of United this season, Cowley?
Poor, very boring to watch. And for me, Van Gaal, he's never made a substitution that's changed the game, ever. And that's, he'll swap a fullback for fullback, a centre back to centre back. There's never any attacking intent with his changes. And I just think really, really bad to watch. I don't think we'll go through tonight. We might get a clean sheet. I just can't see us scoring. Yeah, he has sorted the defence out, but it's a chore watching United now. And it used to be fun watching United. It's not that. We're not going to win the league playing the way we are. We might get Champions League, but it's been here 2 years now. We've spent a hell of a lot of money, and I just don't see us going anywhere. For me, he has to go.
You're one of the younger members of the group.
Yeah,
name and where you're from?
Martin from Hermston.
How old are you?
23.
And you came to Wolfsburg last time?
No, I didn't. No.
But how long have you been going to away matches?
About 6 years.
Since you've been 17 or 18?
Yeah.
What do you like about
United at the moment? It's a bit negative at the moment, but I don't think it's as bad as people make it out, to be honest. I think Van Gaal's building something. I think he's sorted the defence out. I think that's boxed off. I think the midfield is kind of sorted, but we just need something in the other end of the field now.
Well, which players have impressed you this season?
Small has been colossal, in my opinion. I think bar Arsenal and a couple of things, Daley Blind's been brilliant as well, I think. Obviously De Gea as well. Damien's still got a lot to learn. Shaw was brilliant before he got injured, obviously.
Just speaking to the last couple of lads. Warren, where are you from, mate?
Yeah, with me, Shaw, mate.
What have you made of United this season?
I think we're very good.
Why?
Because we're only three points off the top. We're not conceding goals. I think we just lack, say, two world class players. That's about it.
Who would you like to see come in? Because they've said that there's the money's there.
Bale and Pogba.
Right. You're thinking that the Stems are—they're not conceding any goals. Best defence at home in 20 years.
Yeah.
You just think fans have got to be patient.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that though. With third on the village centre half and ever left back. Do you know what I mean? But it's weird to do what I mean. But I just think we need to have a Pogba for midfield going forward and a Bale or obviously Ronaldo. But it's not going to happen. Do you know what I mean? But,
so you've got faith in that?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. I don't. Obviously, he's only here for 3 years, and so my next manager, obviously, with Guardiola. Or Neville.
Gary, what did you think of Gary's appointment in Valencia? I'm going there tomorrow night.
I don't know what I think about it. Do you know what I mean? It's just one of them, innit?
But why,
I'm surprised.
Why are you saying his name as a potential future United manager? He must have done
no, because he's taught, obviously Sky Sports, he's taught really, really well, done. He sees everything. But I just hope, obviously, like Guardiola with Barcelona, what he did with them, being a former player, I hope we can have one of our former players like him. Do you know what I mean? But Simon,
okay, before we end this bit, before the game, make a prediction for tonight in Wolfsburg.
1-0.
Lads, just final minute prediction for the game. Just say a scoreline. Just
nil, right,
I'll come to you one by one. Just take 20 seconds.
0-0.
1-0 Wolfsburg.
2-0 United.
1-0 United.
1-0.
0-0 what we go through because Moscow will beat PSV.
1-0.
0-0.
1-0.
1-0.
1-0 United.
I think
2-1 United.
1-0 United.
0-0.
2-0 United.
Schweinsteiger 1-0.
Train's coming into Hanover. We'll stop it there. Most people think that United will hopefully go through. Let's hope they're right.
My name is Marco and from Wolfsburg, and I hope that we win.
Who are the best players of Wolfsburg? Which players?
In the last time it was De Bruyne, and now I think Naldo in the defense, and also Luis Gustavo. Yeah, that's all.
What do you think of Manchester United?
It's a great club. It's one of the most most important clubs of the world. Same like Real Madrid or Barcelona.
You are happy they are here in.
Yes.
In.
Yes. I think we have a good time with all fans from both sides. And I think it is friendly and yeah.
We're stood now outside the main Hofbahnhof in the centre of Wolfsburg. It's a city famous for Volkswagen. It's a very nice December day. It's sunny. It's not as cold as it was last time. I can remember freezing when I came here last time. With Wolfsburg, who is the main rival of Wolfsburg? Braunschweig, traditionally,
yes.
Is the rival?
Yes.
Yes. Yes? This is a town which is... maybe 20 kilometres yes. from here. It was an old British army base was in Braunschweig. Lots of British people live there. And now, who is the main rival now of Wolfsburg? Hanover?
Hanover, Hamburg, Bremen.
Yeah.
D3, yes.
And you go to all of the games in the Volkswagen Stadium?
Yes.
And away games also?
Away games, five or six per year. Yes.
Yeah. How many Wolfsburg supporters go to away games? In, for
it's
example,
very differently.
Hanover is different to Munich.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hanover, 3,000, about 3,000, and if we have a game in Freiburg or Augsburg, are 300. No?
And the supporters of Wolfsburg, yeah. They come from the city of Wolfsburg.
The most of them, yes.
So they are proud of this city.
Yes.
And it's proud of the connection with the Volkswagen.
Yes.
Because it's a very important industry for your city.
Yes.
Yes.
We live from Volkswagen, and Volkswagen live from us.
Did you go to Manchester?
No.
For
no, it was too expensive. I have much games, and I have family, and then I have to look. What game is very important and what not so. And
how much is the price to watch football in your stadium?
The normal price, it's very differently. Behind the goals, about 20 euros. And middle.
On the side?
On the side, best seats? The best seats, 70 and 80 euros.
So 20 to stand up behind
yes,
the goal.
Yes.
And the fans are well organized here, the ultras
yes,
of
yes,
Wolfsburg.
Yes. Yeah.
We are going to see tonight the noise.
I hope so.
It
yes.
will be good. Okay, thank you for your time. Predict the score of the game tonight. Who do you think will win?
I think it is a 2-2. Yeah.
No, Manchester cannot score two.
Yes.
They never score two. They always it's always zero.
So happy, yes.
Maybe 0-0.
Yeah.
Nil as we say.
Okay.
Thank you. Paddy, we've just watched the youth team beat Wolfsburg
yeah.
and play well. They won
2-0. Very impressive. It's the best I've seen them play for some time, actually. But it's not put them through at the next round. They've lost in the goal difference between Moscow and themselves. It's a shame, that, because I think it's great for young kids to come to foreign countries and play football. Great experience for them.
And now we're listening to Shaka Khan. Did you buy this on 12-inch when it came out in 1984?
Who the hell's Shaka Khan?
Have you never heard this song?
No.
What music are you into?
Frank Sinatra.
Oh,
Perry Como. Tony Bennett.
You've got it at your house?
I've got every record that's ever been made. And you know something? I can't play them because all those old recorders now have gone out of date, haven't they?
What, the gramophones?
The gramophones, yeah.
I've got loads of them. Music at your house?
I've now got tapes.
Do you ever sit back with Noreen and like put a tape of Sinatra
she likes all the same music I like.
Do you ever listen to it together? I just can't imagine you knowing what you're like saying going to put some Sinatra
on. No, if there's
on.
Football and television I'll be
what's
watching
your favourite
that.
Song ever?
Favourite song ever?
Or one of them?
Oh well, it's a Frank Sinatra song, My Way.
And Samat sang that, did he? Oh no, he sang What a Wonderful World.
What a Wonderful World. Not,
back in the hotel.
Yeah, that was Louis Armstrong after the European Cup final in 68. Yeah, you couldn't shut him up.
So we're here to talk about football, not Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
I want to ask you about a couple of the lads in the United Youth
yeah.
team who've, I mean, I've seen them a few times. I like the look of them. you know more about them than the people.
I don't, in actual fact, because I don't go down as much, Andy, to the training ground, because usually they're playing now when the first team are playing, and it's very difficult sometimes to get down. And I live very close to
it. We can't just end the interview now. I've got to ask you something.
Well, ask me something.
Well, what
then
do you know about Axel?
I know they're all local kids. My granddaughter's at school with most of them. I know that is around the corner from them, but I don't know a great deal about them.
All right then. Which of the players you've just seen stood out?
I thought they'd done very well. Quite a lot of them, actually.
Name?
Oh, I don't. I mean, right. have you seen that? I know
Rashford, the lad.
But you look at that team sheet now. Look at my 76 years of age. How can I bloody read that? You can hardly see it.
All right. So the lad up front, Rashford. What do you
He's got great pace, which I think is important for football today, particularly for front players. He's got great pace, which is a problem for defenders.
The young lad, Gribbin, the 10.
Yeah, he's
a proper footballer's name, that, isn't it, Gribbin?
But he is from Manchester, isn't he?
He's
a local
from Salford.
Is he Salford? Yeah, he's a very, very intelligent footballer, actually.
Why?
Really, on the pitches, isn't he? You haven't been intelligent to play in the middle of the park, do you know that?
Yeah?
You wouldn't know that, would you?
Well, no, because I never played in the middle
of
the park.
Don't forget, your family were quick wingers that didn't have to use them.
I know.
Common sense.
Do you know, I tracked down another member of my family, John, who was Charlie's son.
Yeah.
And he played first class cricket for Leicestershire.
Did he?
And he played football for Leicester City and Coventry and Newcastle United. Not many, you know, but, he had a good career.
Well, Dennis Compton, who you would never have heard of from, he played for England as well and played for Arsenal.
And I said to John, I went to see him recently, he lives in Bristol, and he played for Exeter City with David Pleat and people like that. And I said, what advice did your dad ever give you? Because his dad was Charlie.
Yeah, of course.
He said he never praised me once in my life. And I thought the psychology of that was quite interesting.
His dad,
one of the great wingers for United.
Which he was, of course.
And his son, clearly a very good sportsman.
Yeah.
I'm told John didn't have the pace that Charlie had. He said he never praised him once in his life, even when he scored 3 goals for Newcastle United's youth team away at Middlesbrough.
Well, I'd mould the son Patrick played football.
Yeah.
Absolutely useless he was.
But your other son, Danny, was a decent footballer.
He was all right, actually. Yeah,
Danny was at Rochdale.
Yeah, he was at Rochdale for a while. He was all right.
I played with Danny when he came to Barcelona.
No pace.
No, he was...
played in Barcelona. That was when they took the workers at Old Trafford over to Barcelona.
He came over once and I had a game going on and I said, do you want to play? And he played and he can handle himself.
I wonder why.
He can.
I wonder why.
You listening, Danny?
He's a bad tempered one, actually.
Hello. Danny or Patrick?
Danny.
We're moving on now to a different subject rather than talking about the footballing attributes of your two sons. There's a huge game tonight. Now, people listening to this will know the result of the game in Wolfsburg.
Yes.
Are you confident? No.
I'm more confident, Andy, probably playing away from home, and United know they've got to win the match.
Yeah.
I mean, CSK Moscow are not going to win.
No.
They're not going to win. Not with the chance Eindhoven have qualified.
Yeah, but CSK can get in the Europa League. CSK have only been narrowly beaten.
Yeah, but I know they can get in the Europa League, but you can't see it. United have got to win, that's the important thing. They have to win.
But they don't score goals.
That's been the problem of late.
How can you win if you don't score?
Well, that's true. Well, they'll understand tonight they have to score.
But they don't.
I know, but it'll come. You can't go through
I've just spoken to Ed Woodward about United's goal-scoring issues, and he raised the subject, not me, about them not scoring.
I know, but that's a problem. You don't score goals. It's a problem, of course it is.
I know.
And the important thing is that Manchester United, we're an attack-minded team. We have to score goals. We certainly have to score them tonight.
Do you remember last time we came here, it was freezing, it was 6 years ago when you were still in your 60s, and Michael Owen scored 3.
That's right,
wasn't his best game, but it was one of his best games for United.
Yes.
And all the United fans were singing was, you scouse bastard.
I know.
He was very good human about
I know,
Michael.
To be fair, that was a compliment rather than the other way, if you've been playing for...
I need this. Oh, sorry.
If he was playing for Liverpool, it would be different, of course. But he's a terrific player, Michael, and a great lad as well.
Yeah. All right, so...
What about the goal he scored against City? That was the best
thing. Yeah, I was going to say, that was the best thing he did, wasn't it?
No.
Brilliant.
But that was one of the best
things. Who's going to win the league this year?
I think the league's crazy this year, Andy. I thought at one stage City were going to win it.
Yeah.
I thought at the off it might be Chelsea. Chelsea would take it.
I did.
Then City. And then I looked at Liverpool and saw Liverpool beat Southampton 6-1. I thought, bloody hell, they've got a chance here, Liverpool. Very exuberant manager. And then they go and lose to Newcastle.
I know.
The league's just potty. Potty. Who's going to win it? God only knows.
You know, if
I think United are in there. Well, in there.
If it would still be 2 points for a win, then United would have a chance because they'll draw every game 0-0. Be there or thereabouts, though.
No, but you were thinking the way things are for United to finish hopefully in the top four or something like that. But they've got a chance.
Thank you for your time, Paddy. I might catch up with you after the game.
All right, then.
I'm under the stand after the final whistle. Ed Woodward is just walking out of the stadium, going beyond Paddy Crerand, and with David McDonald from the Daily Mirror. David, what did you make of that?
Well, it was a terrible night for United. They made the perfect start, scoring through Marshall, but I think, as we all know, the real damage was done with the 0-0 draw to PSV at Old Trafford a couple of weeks ago. Win there and they're through. They made life hard for themselves, and against that chronic backdrop of injuries, it was always going to be an uphill struggle for United. You can't use those injuries as an excuse, and you have to remember this is a manager who's presided over a spend of $250 million over 18 months. So I think the least United can expect is progression from what was, on the face of it, one of the easiest groups in the competition. We all said when the draw was made that Man City had probably one of the harder groups out of the two Manchester clubs, and they progressed with, I think, a game to spare, didn't they, or two games to spare. So there'll be a painful inquest, but rightly so.
There were a lot of injuries,
and of course that was reflected in Guillermo Varela making his first start. I mean, it's a huge ask for a young guy, making his first start and making it such a crucial game, a must-win game like that. He did struggle, I mean, but that's to be expected at this level. He's not tested at this level, despite his clear promise and his clear potential. And then, of course, you had Nick Powell coming on. No one's seen him for 10 months. Of course, he was injured. You have to question possibly the decision to play him ahead of Andres Pereira.
Well, it's strange. He's not played since the Milton Keynes Dons game.
The 4-0 Capital One Cup defeat. Yeah, I was at that game, and he's been out for 10 months with an injury. He's been on loan to Leicester prior to that. It's just a baffling decision from Louis van Gaal. Pereira is a player with great invention. We haven't seen probably enough of him, in fairness. But I think everyone at United knows what he's capable of doing. And in a game where you've got to score at least one goal, and in the end it was two, it's baffling why he wasn't introduced. A night to forget for United, certainly.
Sam Wallace, it's not good enough, is it?
No, I think you've got to look at the bigger picture. This is Manchester United, and I know they've had a season out of the Champions League, but this is not like, this is a pretty average Wolfsburg team. I mean, they're up for it tonight, and they're well organised, but it's not a particularly young Wolfsburg team, I think they're fifth in the Bundesliga. I just felt that although United attacked, it was only really because they had to win the game, and there was never any feeling that you never thought that when their backs were against the wall they were going to do it. They were going to, I suppose we'll always go back to the Ferguson era, but it wasn't that long ago, was it? And some of these players played in it, and defensively they conceded two from corners today. And the thing about Powell is, I do admire his faith in young players, and I like the fact that he plays young English players, but it didn't feel like the right time for him tonight. It felt a bit unfair on him, really, I think.
Well, the biggest game under Louis van Gaal, and he comes on expected to change the game.
Yeah, and I'm frantically checking his playing record, and it's like he last played for Leicester on the 13th of December last year. And I'd love him to do well. Seeing his players do well, but I don't think this was the night for him. No chance.
And for the majority of the game, United had two fullbacks with two appearances between them.
Yeah, well, Darmian didn't have a good game, did he, before he came off? No. I mean, it was a brilliant second goal from Wolfsburg, but where was Darmian? He came down his channel. That's true. I mean, it was a pretty sobering night for Schweinsteiger as well. Draxler turned him inside out for that goal, didn't he?
Looking at the bigger picture, Louis van Gaal has spent an awful lot of money. Manchester United should be competing with Real Madrid and Barcelona, not playing in the Europa League. The fans have been patient. They're getting tired. They're getting frustrated. They think the football's dull. I don't think there's a strong movement for sacking him, but there's a lot of frustration after going out of this competition tonight. Where do you see going with van Gaal at Manchester United?
I don't think it's going to change. I think he's going to play this way.
So we're in for more 0-0s.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're going to see. I mean, Depay I thought was very disappointing tonight. He's they've invested a lot of faith and a lot of money in him. So know, you could say, argue with some of those younger players that next year you'll get more out of them, and I do admire his faith in the young players, but and obviously Martial will be, you know, it was a great finish for his goal, he'll be a better player.
He started well tonight.
Yeah, I think there will be more from those young players. I think there will be, but it's so disappointing for them to go out in, well, you know, what was basically such a weak group, really. I mean, when you look at the two teams that have got through, not particularly good sides, I just think it was an opportunity missed. I do admire his faith in the young players, I have to say that, but they are, yeah, this was definitely an opportunity missed.
Thanks for your time.
It's an hour or so after the final whistle and I'm one of the few people who's left in the Wolfsburg Volkswagen Arena. It's getting cold now. The fans have gone home happy, apart from the Manchester United fans. Superb following from United tonight, only given 1,500 tickets, and yet I would estimate 5,000 fans in that ground. I was really surprised, and then the goal went in and the fans went up everywhere. United are not going through, they're going into the Europa League, and I know that the sadists will think that means trips to unusual places, and I like that idea myself, but come on, Manchester United really should be reaching the knockout stages of the Champions League, given the money which has been spent on the squad, given the strength of the group which they were in. But are you stunned and surprised that they're not going through? Would it be a good thing if United went through and came up against a proper team? I'd fear for Manchester United against a Barcelona at the moment. I think the gap is huge. And I'm just stood outside the ground, really fed up, thinking it's a game of football. Why are you feeling like this? You've got no bearing on the outcome. Well, it's the team that you support. Travel a long way to see them, and it's all sort of blurred for me because it's also my job, and I'm writing about it and getting paid to write about it. And I went into the mix zone after the game where United's VIPs and directors, including David Gill, Sir Alex Ferguson, to Bobby Charlton, were held back because of a suspect package. And then I saw the players come through the mix zone. Not one of them stopped to speak to the print journalists. Not one of them stopped in Moscow. Not one of them stopped in Eindhoven. So that's, they don't want to put their side of the story across, don't speak to journalists. Some of the players are fine individuals. They'd say, look, I just don't want to speak, and I respect that. Well, it was very frustrating. And then others, like Nick Powell, looked at some of the journalists, good people, and just sneered, and I just thought, you're very, very arrogant, you are, young man. And I'm smiling now because my lift's come to pick me up, and he's a German fan, and he's wearing the Manchester United shirt which I bought for him with Bastian Schweinsteiger on the back. Congratulations. Yeah. And Marco, the Wolfsburg fan, and he's come to pick me up outside the stadium. His team won 3-2 in the eyes of a neutral. I suppose it was a fantastic game of football, but I'm not a neutral, I'm a Manchester United supporter. Were you happy?
Yes, I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm not. He's lost his voice.
Loud crying.
Yeah, he's very emotional. He's had a great night. His team have beaten Manchester United. He's letting me stay in his house tonight in Wolfsburg, and as a present I bought him a United shirt, which he asked for, and he's wearing it now.
You know this one?
As we go it's past the Autostadt.
Yeah, Autostadt.
And we go away from Wolfsburg Arena. And I'm going to get up in the morning and head on to Valencia. They're hoping to stay in the Champions League. Manchester United are not in the Champions League anymore. And that's a huge disappointment. It really is.